Martin wrote a song, Revival Town, and it was about our city. We had a real heart and a link with those guys back in the day. So Southampton is Revival Town, so I'm expecting, you know, this coming revival that is coming and is still coming in more greater measure is going to ignite in our city, and there's going to be a burning fire in Southampton that's going to go into mainland Europe and all over the world. And we get to steward that, just as you get to steward what God is doing here. Take the fire and send it around the world. Tell your stories. Tell your stories. Tell your stories, Megan. Seriously, there is a rich anointing on your life. And the things you see, you do not know what you carry, girl. Just want to say that to you. You do not realize what you carry. You need to hear that. Because in our gentle humility, we'll kind of go, oh, I've got nothing to say. I'll just, you know, instead of going, you know, I do have something to say. Because somebody, there's people that need to hear our stories. They need to hear your stories. I know we talked about it this morning. I hope you forgive me, but I just wanted to emphasize it publicly and say, this lady has seen amazing things in the kingdom. Get her to tell you her stories. Be amazed. Be inspired. If God's going to do it there, he can do it again. It's an invitation to repetition. Invitation. There's a process. There's a journey that we go on. God will stir us up. And there is a promise in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. And we know God is the master of taking the trash. See, I'm bilingual. The trash in our lives and turning it into treasure. As long as I've got one, I'm happy. See, as long as I'm making someone smile and laugh. That's revival. He'll take the trash and turn it into treasure. He'll go to the rubbish dumps, the trash heaps, and find the gold in our hearts. He is the master of taking brokenness and making it beautiful. And so it doesn't matter what kind of mess we're in. And I know this is a cliche, but I love it. He will take our mess and turn it into our message. He will take our test and turn it into our testimony. And the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And he wants you to tell your story because your story will change someone else's paradigm, understanding, belief system. Whatever. Insert as appropriate, you know, fill in the blanks. And so it doesn't matter what we're facing, he's going to do good things. And even when the enemy's trying to do things to shut you down and shut you up, God is still able to turn that into something magnificent. Amen. And do something incredible. And so in our lives, when we find out we are, I'm getting to the point that I made about half an hour ago. There is resistance to destiny, opposition from the enemy, and there's also the process that leads us to the breakthrough. So those are two kind of things. Those things may be happening together or they may be separate. The enemy is going to put things in your way because he's recognized the calling that is upon your life. You've discovered things on your own that most people have to go to school to find out. And in your humility, in your beautiful sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, you just say yes, eventually. Like all of us. We're all kind of, oh, I'm not sure, don't know, no frame of reference for this, I'm a bit embarrassed, not sure what's going to happen. Then God certainly backs you up. And he'll back each of us up as we say yes, as we kind of, you know what, I'm going to agree. The most radical thing we can do any day of the week is to hear God's voice and obey it. Amen. Just say yes. I would say our friend, we don't really know, but a lady that's inspired us a lot is Mama Heidi Baker. And she is a laid-down lover, and they do incredible things. But she's had encounters with Jesus, and she says, as Jesus' love encounters me, I want him to undo me and never do me up again. I want all the no's, the negative responses to be taken out of my heart, so all that she has when he asks is yes. All we have. So when God asks, the answer is yes. It's almost like, here's a blank contract that Jesus is putting before you. Would you sign at the bottom, please? Sure thing. He'll fill in the details later because he hasn't worked it all yet. Well, he has worked it. We just don't know how that contract is going to work out for us. He wants you to sign on the dotted line before you know the end from the beginning. He knows the end from the beginning. He's saying, follow me. I'm going to leave my fish behind and go and follow you. Sorry, singing fisherman again. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Oh, dear, help me, Jesus. Follow me. Follow him. We follow Jesus to become like Jesus, to do the things that Jesus did. We follow Jesus to become like Jesus, to do the things that Jesus did, and even greater. Even greater. Even greater. I haven't walked through any walls yet. I haven't walked on water yet. I've tried occasionally, got some shoes wet. Sensible people take their shoes off, wouldn't they? And I tell you, and I'll try and do this without breaking down, you know, I've seen the lame walk. I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen deaf ears open. I've seen the dumb speak. I've seen people with skin conditions healed. I've seen many different things, and we are contending for one of the basics of the call on our lives is to heal the sick, to anybody, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons, freely received, freely give away. And we're contending for that when there are opportunities arise, because that's basically what we're supposed to do, isn't it? I've just remembered, you know, I heard Bill Johnson talk about this one time, and he said, people come to me in church and they say, am I supposed to marry this person or stay single? And he goes, well, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons, and then decide. Am I supposed to move to this city to get a job? Or heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons. Freely received, freely given. You know, do that and then just choose. You know, this is an ordinary Christian day, is to go and see someone that's got a, as they would call it, you know, legal targets, someone on a crutch, someone with a cast. They're legal targets for the kingdom of God to be manifested. Can I pray for you? The nice thing in this nation is there's a lot more openness to it. You go to someone and say, can you pray for you? And they say, yeah, sure. Yeah, fine. We do healing on the street sometimes, and we feel like an island and the sea of humanity is flowing past us as we kind of, I blame the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses. They've ruined it for all of us, because we try and do door to door, and people will slam the door in your face because they don't want to know, because they've been bothered by these people that haven't got the truth. But we've got the answer. Because Jesus is the answer. And so we stand there, and sometimes people come and sit down and we pray for them, and it's wonderful. But other times, I'm going to act this out for you because I'm just having fun now. So here's a scenario. Woman with one of those things, metal. Yeah. A stroller walker. And we go up and say, hey, madam, I see you're in some pain. We're from the churches in the area, and we're here to pray for you today because we've discovered that Jesus still heals today. Would you like us to pray for you? Nope, I'm fine. And carry on going to do her shopping. And everything inside of me wants to go, you're not fine. You're not fine. And I go, well, bless you, ma'am, as you go on your way. Hello, we see you're in some difficulty. Are you in pain? Can we pray for you today? No, I'm fine. You have to guess what I know. People that are in pain, people that are on crutches, people that have no frame of reference for the kingdom of heaven to break into their lives. Why is that? Because the church has spent so long building their buildings and having their services and going through acts of religious activity and not taking the kingdom into the world. And we're here to deliver the promise and the bounty of the kingdom into people's lives and see them transformed. Lay hands on the sick and see them made well. We don't have to have lovely atmospheric keyboard pads to have an encounter with God. It is nice. I love it. It helps me. But we can release the kingdom wherever we go, because Christ is in us, the hope of glory. we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So we're not here trying to get to heaven, scratching and scraping our undeserved way. I'm just a worm. I'm in darkness. The stuff that gets put into mindsets, depending on the church culture you've grown up in. I am a son of the Most High God. I am a prince in the kingdom. I am about my Father's business, and I'm going to say what is going to happen and decree a thing in Jesus' name and speak that which isn't as if it is, because I have the authority of Jesus to speak into the situation. And because I'm here, something's going to change. That's a slightly different attitude, isn't it? And it's not arrogance, it's truth. But we're still supposed to carry it with humility and with grace. We get taught when we're praying for the sick, you know, not everyone you pray for will get healed. But everyone you pray for should feel loved. And it is my honor to pray for people who are sick. And I get down to their level and I look them in the eye. I'm not trying to get another notch on my Bible. I've got another healing. I want to give Jesus the glory for what he's doing through my life. And so we love people. You love people into submission. You know, Jesus healed 10 lepers. Only one came. Well, actually, let me give you the definition. Jesus cleansed 10 lepers. One got healed in using the Greek word sozo. All 10 were cleansed of their skin disease. One came back and said, thank you. One came back and fell at his feet and worshipped. And in that worship, in that gratitude, in that thank you, he was made whole. Sozo means saved, healed, and delivered. And depending on which translation of the Bible you use, you'll often see it translated as, and the person was saved, sozoed. The person was healed, sozoed. The person was delivered, sozoed. And that one leper got it all. Sozo. To save, to heal, and deliver. That's what it means. Jesus can give you it all if you bring all of you to him. Bring him all the pieces, people. Yeah. You doing okay? Yeah. I'll try and land this plane soon. I just thank God he's really good all the time. Okay, let's try and sum up the message. God is the master of the breakthrough. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of all. And so, if we look at the life of Paul, he wrote, I'll just pull some snapshots out for you because I haven't got time to fully develop this, but he wrote, I have been at trouble at the sea, trouble on land, I've been beaten, I've been whipped, I've been scourged, I've been attacked by bandits, I've been attacked by my own people, I've been lost at sea for days on end, I've been hungry, I've been naked, I've been all these things. He wrote that. Because that was his experience as he went to preach the gospel. Do you think someone was trying to shut him up and shut him down and put him off? And did he stop or not? No. After he wrote that chronologically, he wrote this. I am convinced that neither life nor death, nor angel nor demon, anything, weapon, will separate me from the love of God. He went through all of that, and he was more and more convinced that he was closer and closer to God. Amen. So whatever we're facing, whatever situation and circumstance we're facing, nothing, no thing will separate you from his love. And some of us here will be feeling like there's opposition to the calling and the destiny and the promise over our lives. Feels like things just keep getting in the way. When Scripture says, knock, and the door will be open to you. It's not a, hello. Oh, okay. No. It's, hello. Hello. Are you there? I'm asking for my promise. Knock and keep on knocking. And the door will be open to you. There is a persistence required in the journey of our lives to press through the opposition and the resistance to the call and the destiny that we have. God wants you to know who you are and how you are known in heaven. And if you care to spend some time looking at your prophetic words, you will find out. Because in them are contained his promises, his calling, his design, who you are. Let's just try and pull some points together. I'm kind of doing two messages at the same time, which is really interesting. In 2 Samuel 5, I'll just give you the address, 5:17-21. I won't read the whole thing, I'll just say what it is. David's become king. The Philistines are going, oh, hang on a minute. I thought we'd squashed Israel, but we need to go back because there's a new king there. We need to do something about it. So the army comes out and they spread out in the valley of Rephaim. And David was a very wise young man. And he went and inquired of the Lord. And he said, will you give them into my hand? Shall I go and take on this army? Shall I go up against the Philistines? And the Lord said to David, go, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand. And the battle and the victory was so extraordinarily overwhelming that David renamed that place Baal-Perazim, which means God burst through for me like the breaking forth of bursting waters. He burst through for me. He won a victory for me. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. Like that, in that way, it's like the dam breaking and all the water's just going and washing away everything in their path. It was such a convincing victory that he changed the name of that place to the Lord of the breakthrough, the Lord of making a breach, the Lord of bursting through the wall of opposition against you. That's what God is saying. He is the God that if you feel like your nose is pressed up against the promise, and you know the promise is on the other side, and there's this wall of opposition between you, God is saying, I am coming to break through for you today. I am coming to burst through for you today. I'm coming to take you out of this enclosed space and lead you into a spacious place. God is the Lord of the breakthrough, and he's going to come through like a bursting flood. Amen. It is time for the breakthrough. Time for the breakthrough. And the Philistines were a bit stupid because they were defeated and then they came again. See, the enemy, you can get a breakthrough, but the enemy's going to come again because he wants to hold you down. He wants to shut you up. He wants to gag your mouth. He wants to convince you that you're not worthy or worth it. And you just need to know that you were the joy set before Jesus. You were the joy. If I can play with scripture a little bit, you know, say it was the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's the truth. And I want to tell you that because we understand that we are his joy, that is our strength. It was, we are his joy so much so he endured the horror of the cross. That should strengthen us, that he was prepared to endure all of that for you, for you, for you. And the Philistines came up again, and David just going, oh, Philistines here again, off we go, come on guys, and kill them all. He went back and inquired of the Lord and said, shall I go up against the Philistines? You did it for us last time. Should we go again? Let's have at it. And God said, no, don't go up against them. Go around to the rear and come against them in the opposite way. And this is one of those quirky things that happens in Scripture. When you hear the sound of marching in the balsam trees, you will know that I am ambushing the enemy and you'll be able to strike them down. Have you ever thought, you know, they're all there, gathered. Everyone ready? Yeah. Can you hear anything? No, can you hear anything? No. Does anyone know what the sound of marching in the balsam trees sounds like? Does anyone know? No. Oh, that's just my sense of humor. They're there and they're waiting and they're kind of, what are we waiting for? I don't know. There's going to be a sound. What kind of sound? I don't know, but there's going to be a sound and then we'll know. But that's God, isn't it? It's so out of the box. You know, last time, just go straight ahead, plow into them. The victory is yours. This time, go around the back, hang around for a bit, wait for an unusual noise, swishing in the trees or crunching in the trees. Is that the right sound? You know, if that was us, we'd be going, well, there's a noise. I'm not sure. Is that the right noise or the wrong noise? Is that? I'm hearing a swishing. But am I supposed to be hearing a crunching? Normally marching is crunching, isn't it? And then we do that. We get a word of knowledge. We go, oh, well, someone's given a word of knowledge for an elbow, a right elbow that was in our car accident. Well, I was in a car accident. My car was blue, and they haven't said blue. So it can't be for me. Do you know what I mean? I'm just having fun here. But we find all sorts of reasons to exclude ourselves rather than going, taking the tiniest bit of the promise and going, that's mine, I'll have it. Like the boy who said, get me to the front and I will be healed. That's faith. So David had his breakthrough again because Jesus came. The Lord of the breakthrough came and gave him the breakthrough. Not because he just went and did the same thing again by rote. He inquired of the Lord in his relationship with him and he got victory. And I just want to speak that over you, that there is victory today. There is victory today. God has a victory for you. And all the stuff that the enemy's been holding against you, pushing down upon you and holding you back in, that is going to be your areas of promise and deliverance and victory. We've pursued healing because of the sickness that I've personally experienced in my life since I was 26 years old. God is a healer. Amen. Initially, I wanted healing for me. Then I discovered, oh, when I pray for people, they get healed. Amen. I went to a Rennie Clark conference, got impartation, and then lots of people got healed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. This is exciting. And the profundity of that is the more people I've prayed for, the more healings I've seen. Isn't that amazing? How simple is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go do that, shall we? Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, freely receive, freely give away. And guess who's going to back you up? The Lord of the breakthrough. He is for you. I really feel like I should wrap it up. I just want to say one more thing and then we'll pray. David stood on the tipping point of his life in a field in front of the Philistine army and the quivering army of Israel as a 17-year-old boy, where a giant was abusing the army and he got indignant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this? The arrogance of a 17-year-old, eh? Who is this? Oh, yeah. And then Goliath, with no authority, because he was just a giant, he's a bully, says, this day I'm going to cut off your head, I'm going to feed your body to the crows, and we're going to have victory. And David said, knowing exactly who he was, exactly what his Lord was about, David grabbed a lion by the mane and punched it in the face. You have to be pretty convinced that you're going to win to grab a lion by its mane. And he was skillful. Well, exactly that, yeah. Teeth and... And so alone in a field, he learned how to worship. Alone in a field, he scared off the bears and the lions while no one was watching, because it was all about getting him ready for when he stood before nations, trusting in who his father was. And saw a victory. He said, you come at me with a sword and a spear. I come at you in the name of the Lord. And on this day, I'm going to cut off your head. And we're going to feed the carcasses of your army to the crows. And we're going to take the spoils. And guess what happened? How important is to say what's going to happen before it happens? Decree a thing, see it established. And that's what he did. And something that I found, which I found great courage from, is that a little while after, as you read on the story, David was looking for a sword. And he went to a priest, like you do. They're well known for their weapons collections. Have you got a sword? Well, let me press a button here and all the machine guns and the... And he gets out, wrapped in a cloth. Here's a sword you can have. Guess whose sword it was? It's Goliath's sword. So the very sword that the enemy sought to kill David and his promise and his destiny, his calling, was the very sword that David wore into battle for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing that the enemy tried to kill David with was the thing that the enemy killed, that David killed the enemy with for the rest of his life. So the thing that the enemy is trying to destroy your life with, to trying to crush your life with, trying to hold you down with, trying to convince you you're not what you are, is the very thing that you're going to kick his ass with, if I can say that. Sorry, I have now. It's too late. For the rest of your life. I do apologize. Sorry, sir. We're here to bruise the head of the snake all the days of our lives. We're here to trample on the head of the snake all the days of our lives. We are the head bruisers. Stomp on it. You know, and that comes by carrying God's peace. The peace of God will crush Satan under your feet. That's his promise. We don't have to shout at the darkness. We just light up. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Okay, let's stand up. Let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you that you are the Lord of the breakthrough. And I just speak, if there's anyone here that is looking for a breakthrough in any circumstance or situation, just come on down to the front. And Donna's going to come up here. We're going to lay hands on you. We're going to decree a thing. I just want to bless you guys. Because God is the Lord of the breakthrough. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. And he's coming to break through for you. If you've sensed opposition to your calling, your destiny, I decree over you today is a day of breakthrough. You know, there is a journey, there is that process you're going through, but I just believe that that process is coming to an end because there is an acceleration of promise. There's an acceleration of that. Those things that we're going through that God is going to bring to fruition and bring fruit through these times that have felt like barrenness as well. I believe that too. So there's breakthrough today, breakthrough and just the cutting off the head of the snake in Jesus' name. So, Father, I want to thank you. I bless these ones that have come forward, Lord. And I decree in Jesus' name, today is the day of breakthrough. Today is the day of promise. Today is the day of release into the new that you have for them, the renewed that you have for them. We speak freedom in Jesus' mighty name. I speak freedom. I speak hope where there's been hopelessness. I release the peace of God over you. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Come from heaven to earth. Kingdom of heaven come. Will of heaven be done in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, God, that nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is too hard for you. And I bless everyone here. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you can take all the manure, Lord, and we stick it in the ground because fruitfulness is coming. Increase is coming. You can take all the stuff that the enemy's thrown at us and create such fruitfulness and promise. You take the brokenness of our hearts and bind them up. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bind up your broken heart this morning. So I bind up your hearts. I bind up the brokenness. I bind up the woundedness in Jesus' name. I speak healing and wholeness to you. Let it come, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, we thank you that there are angels on assignment that are joining in with us here right now. Coming to minister strength. Coming to minister hope. Coming to equip. Coming to activate. And I bless what you're doing, God. I bless what you're doing, God. We pray for the more in Jesus' name. And we recognize those areas that have been under attack. Woo! And we cut off the head of what the enemy's doing. I say to the devourer, get your claws off your people in the name and authority of Jesus. Let go. Let go. Let go of your people in Jesus' name. And I speak health and wholeness into this church, into bodies here today in Jesus' name. Health, wholeness, freedom, deliverance, salvation, sozo. Healing and wholeness come. Breakthrough come forth in Jesus' name. You are the God of the breakthrough. Holy Spirit. More, Lord. More. More. We bless what's going on here. In Jesus' name.